It's so important for all of us. Home for Christmas. I should put this on the window. That brother of mine.
What's he up to now?
Cutting wood and no hat on. He hasn't had an axe in his hand since he was a boy.
No use trying to open that window. I have the crack stuffed up with newspaper like your ma told me when the cold weather sets in.
I should have known.
Can't expect him to hear when he's splitting wood.
Maybe he'll have sense enough to come in when he's cold.
If you don't have any sense now, he ain't ever gonna get it.
But tell me, Ellen, are you glad we decided to come back this Christmas?
Maybe. Timmy and I have taken care of your ma the best we could. The rest of you Clayans aren't used to country life no more.
Well, Mother never wanted to leave the farm.
Well, it's her home, ain't it?
Well, yes, her home. And our home. That's why we've come back for Christmas. We're going to recapture something. Something we seem to have lost.
Well, you haven't lost anything here, because I keep this place clean as a pin.
That isn't what I mean, and you know it.
Going out to watch Jim work. It ain't every day you get to see a rich fella splitting wood. Looks like a Pillsbury lumberjack.
Timmy Ruggles, you go out there and help. This is no time to show your laziness.
It just so happens that... I got a twinge of lumbago in my back.
Oh, does it bother you often?
As often as necessary. Oh, going out to 9:30. Train's in and your sister Gertrude should be here any moment.
Oh, good. Mother's resting up in her room. Will you let her know the instant Gertrude comes?
I'll tell her.
Thank you. Hello? Oh, Jean, I was going to call you. Not yet, but we expect her any minute. I don't think I've ever seen Mother so happy. Oh, Jim? Believe it or not, he's splitting wood and actually enjoying it. I'm a little worried about Gertrude, though. She may not take to this. Why don't you come over, Jean? We'll have a big old-fashioned breakfast when Gertrude gets here, like the kind we used to have when we were children. Grand.
Who's that?
Oh, Jean Hunter. Jim just came in. Jean said her father made some syrup last spring, so she'll bring over a jug of it.
Great. Maybe I better go over and get it.
Well, she wants to come. She and Gertrude used to be good friends. Thanks a lot, Jean. My, what a load of wood.
Nothing to it.
Blisters?
Haven't had an axe in my hands in years. Winter before I left for college.
Jim, are you glad I persuaded you to come back this Christmas?
Sure.
Oh, Ellen will have a fit if you get snow on the carpet.
I stamped it all off on the back porch. Funny. I didn't realize what this would mean to Mother. We've been away so long.
Too long. I'm not sure Gertrude wanted to come.
Did she say why Jason's not coming?
Tied up with business. And Miriam spending the holidays with her college roommate.
The old farmhouse has no memories for them.
There. Okay?
I'd say so. Oh, here. I'll get that. Where to?
Front door. Thank you.
This reunion was your idea, wasn't it?
Mother's too proud to ask, so I decided to take it over. We've grown so far apart from the years we used to gather in this funny old parlor with Mother and Father. Gertrude playing the piano.
You and Mother singing.
While you and Father popped corn at the fireplace.
And sometimes Sam Bailey would come over.
Or Jean Hunter. Isn't it odd that when we finally do come home after all these years, Jean should be home too, spending Christmas with her parents?
Jeannie's a widow now.
Many a night you used to tramp through the snow to Jeannie's back porch when you were 18.
That was a long time ago.
Do you ever wish things had been different? That you had married someone?
What about you?
I wouldn't say it's too late.
Oh? Maybe you had someone in mind?
Could be, but I asked you first.
I never had time to get married.
Too busy getting rich.
Well, I made it, didn't I? My own factory before I was 30.
Meaning college for Gertrude and me, pretty clothes, and a whole new life.
Wasn't much I could do for Mother, though. I had to bully her into putting in that bathroom.
I'm glad you did. Gertrude would die if...
Our sister Gertrude is quite the grand lady. It might do her some good to rough it a bit.
Well, I asked young Jack Bailey to meet her with the ancient sleigh and Timmy's old nag.
I can see her face now. Ooh, maybe we shouldn't have used the sleigh. The roads were pretty clear of snow.
Oh, he's taking the back road. When Gertrude sees him in those ridiculous country bumpkin clothes.
Do you think it was a good idea to convince him to be a rube?
I want Gertrude to get into the spirit of things.
The old days, when we were all rubes.
Well, weren't we? And happy?
A great deal of water has gone over the dam since any of us lived a simple life.
Sleigh's coming up the lane.
Oh, good.
It's here. Gertrude's all bundled up in that old buffalo robe.
Someone's with her. Oh, it's Miriam. Oh, go tell Mother Ellen. I think this is going to be her happiest Christmas.
Hey, could I have a shovel to clear the path? The ladies aren't wearing boots.
Sure, Jack.
I mean, I'll notice how they might get slippery feet waddling through the snow.
You're perfect.
Hey, why didn't you tell me your niece was coming?
We didn't know. Keep up your act a little longer, Jack, and we'll all have fun.
Especially me.
Thanks so much, Timmy. I hope you didn't strain your back.
I think maybe I did.
Timmy Ruggles! You go out there and help those ladies with their bags!
Just quit your hollering. I might get one of my spells.
Oh, is Mother coming down? Did you get the big square griddle out for the buckwheat cakes? And is the sausage ready to fry?
I'm tending to everything the way it should be.
She's here, Nan. She's really here.
Oh, yes, Mother. I told you she'd come. She was very eager to come. Take it easy now.
Oh, don't worry about me, dear. I feel better than I have felt in a long time. You will keep your promise not to tell.
I'll keep my promise.
Trudy! It's been so long.
It's good to see you, Mother. I'm glad you made it, Gertrude. Oh, your cheek is cold.
Well, I'm frozen. When did you make it out to the wilderness?
Yesterday.
He spent the whole day with Timmy butchering a pig and making sausage. Can you imagine?
Well, don't give me any of the details.
Well, just as I was getting the hang of it, the handle of the sausage grinder broke.
He had to walk all the way through the snow to the Hunter farm to borrow theirs. Oh, and Jean's home for Christmas. Isn't that something?
You remember Jeannie, don't you?
To be frank, I'm not really interested.
There'll be a fire in there soon. I just finished splitting wood.
That's all right. I knew I'd be uncomfortable. Put me down!
You can't walk on slippery snow in them there heels.
Here's like these city girls ain't got enough brains to make a good rattle.
Oh, no? You country boys aren't half as slow as you look.
We aim fur to be obliging.
Miriam, dear. Here's your grandmother.
Hi, Graham.
Oh, my, you've grown so. I can't believe it.
It's good to see you.
Did you enjoy the sleigh ride?
It was wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you kindly, ma'am. Guess maybe I better go unhitch the horse and such like.
A local yokel?
I didn't know they grew them so good looking in the country.
Why did you send the sleigh when there was a perfectly good car in the barn?
You children used to love that sleigh, and that old buffalo robe you had over your knees is the same one you played on with your dolls.
More moth-eaten than ever.
take Miriam's things too, please, Ellen. Put them in the upstairs front bedroom.
Same old Ellen. Disposition of a grumpy bear.
You didn't even say hello.
Did she say hello to me?
It's too bad Jason didn't come.
He was too busy.
You've all been busy these past few years. I've missed you.
But we're here now, and we're going to have a grand time.
Nobody told me what a darling, quaint room this is. Grandma, who are they?
They're your great-grandparents. Claytons have lived in this house for a very long time.
They're so still and solemn. Bless their hearts. May I look around? I suppose there's a big old kitchen.
Big enough to seat a threshing crew when your grandfather was here. Come, I'll show you.
We'll have breakfast in a little while.
Oh, I'm starved.
Miriam's here because her college roommate got the measles. Most irritating.
Especially for her roommate.
It's too bad Jason's busy.
Yes.
He'll miss you at Christmas time, no doubt.
Nan wants us to recover our childhood. Popcorn and maple taffy, evergreen and tinsel, holly and candles, sleds and snow fights, roast turkey.
And a bad cold.
Followed perhaps by pneumonia. How could you leave California for this?
I forgot how much I liked snow.
This may be your idea of fun, but I don't particularly care for anything that ridicules the poverty we endured as children.
I don't recall we much fretted about it.
And think how much more we appreciate what we have now.
Maybe we'll even grow to appreciate what we had then.
May I go to my room now?
If you want to.
Is there any heat upstairs?
Not much. The furnace is pretty old, and Mother still thinks it's foolish to waste heat in the bedrooms.
I knew I shouldn't have come.
Gertrude, what's the matter?
You expect me to enjoy all this, don't you? Be happy to live the primitive life, jump for joy because Jean What's-Her-Name is back in town at the same time.
You always liked Jean Hunter.
I've liked a number of people in my day and managed very well without them. Anyway, her name isn't Hunter anymore. She married, didn't she?
It's Winslow, and she's a widow.
You're not matchmaking. For Jim?
She was always Jim's girl, back in the day when he didn't have enough money to get married. Don't tease him. Don't ruin anything.
A polite way to tell me to keep my mouth shut.
Oh, no, it's just I want everyone to have a good Christmas, especially Mother.
Don't look so worried, Nan. I'll try my best.
Thanks, Gertie. I knew you would.
But don't call me Gertie!
I'll take the bags upstairs. Thanks, Jack.
Glad to help out any time at all.
Jim.
Timmy.
I don't think your back will break if you go upstairs with that heavy load you're carrying.
I expect I can make it. If I'm careful.
Why don't you stick around, Jack, and have something to eat with us?
Don't mind if I do. Ain't had myself such fun in a coon's age.
Oh, there's just one more thing.
Just name it, ma'am.
There's an old trunk in the storeroom off the kitchen. Would you get it and bring it in here?
I'll low as I'll do just that.
It has all of our old Christmas ornaments in it.
Well, I swan.
Oh, still here?
Yep. Just got me an invite to breakfast.
Oh, how nice. For you.
Yeah, fella works up a right smart appetite. What with doing the early morning chores and such like.
I wouldn't know.
Appears like you city girls don't know very much about nothing.
I wouldn't say that. Do you live on a farm around here?
Yeah, the Bailey place, just over the hill a bit.
Oh. What do you do with yourself in the winter when there's no haying and such?
Cows just need milking.
Must be exciting.
You'd be surprised.
About time I brung in that there trunk. Don't suppose you care to help? I, who am I kidding? You're too spindly to be much use.
I happen to be captain of the girls' hockey team at college.
Oh, do tell! That's some new kind of ping pong.
Ping pong?
I'll get it.
Okay. That Jack Bailey riles me.
Trouble. That's what's starting trouble.
Why, Ellen, you mean I'm trouble?
Come in, Jean. I mean nothing of the kind.
Oh, smile, Ellen. Tomorrow's Christmas.
Need any help?
I haven't forgotten how, even if I do live in Memphis now. How's everything?
Spoiled for trouble. You just mark my words.
Oh, come. You're glad to have the Claytons back on the farm.
Do they have to act like millionaires? And I'm nothing at all?
Oh, Jim doesn't act like that. And neither does Nan. Oh, Gertrude's here.
She's here. And that daughter of hers. Miriam's nice enough.
Oh, I brought the syrup.
Thanks, Jeannie. Cold out.
Oh, very. Do you mind?
I'm enjoying it.
So am I.
I wonder how long it's been since you've been in this room.
I've forgotten.
Winter before I graduated from university. Right before you got married.
Yes.
You feel alone now?
Oh, no. I have friends in Memphis.
I'm sure you have. You remember the gang we used to have around here?
Oh, we had lots of fun.
Ed Collins, Sam Bailey. Who was that girl Sam was seeing? Ruth. I wonder if we have any pictures.
Oh, your mother keeps every picture.
You want to look?
Why not? There's the picture you took of your mother while she was feeding the chickens.
She never liked it. Mother's idea of a picture was when you got dressed up in your best duds and posed for a photographer.
Funny. She doesn't look so old, yet we always thought she was.
Not as old as we are now. You sometimes wonder where the years have gone.
Oh, everybody wonders that. I hear my mother say it, and yet she still thinks of me as a little girl.
You haven't changed.
Oh, yes, I have. Your graduation picture, Jim. You didn't know then that you were going to be a rich man someday.
I was absolutely certain of it. Look how stiff my shoulders are and the resolute way my jaw sticks out. I just made up my mind to lick the world.
And you did.
In a way. Nan, Trudy, and me. Taken when Nan was just a baby.
Oh, Gertrude was a pretty child.
She's a good-looking woman now, but not easy to understand.
Oh?
Well, you weren't there when she married Jason. It was a big reception at a New York hotel. It was all very expensive.
Oh, people get used to new ways, naturally.
I always liked Jason. There's Father. He was the head of this household, and no one ever forgot that.
I used to be a little afraid of him.
I still have memories of that woodshed. You know, I just remembered something I haven't thought of in a long time.
Oh, what was that?
Talking about the woodshed made me think of it. I used to keep my little baby bunny out there. You remember that year we caught him in the old gully?
I remember. He worked one whole Saturday making a pen for him.
And then when I went to put him in the pen, he got away.
You were 12. You cried. I remember that, Jim.
Now that I look back, it seems things always had a way of slipping through my fingers.
Oh, nonsense. You've done very well.
Well, everything I really wanted got away.
Oh, Jean!
See, I told you she'd bring some syrup.
It's been a long time, Trudy.
Hasn't it? You're looking well, Jean.
Thank you. Jim and I were looking at some old pictures.
There's a cute one of you here, Trudy.
Please.
You three must have a lot to talk about. I'll help Ellen set the table.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
I want to.
Oh, She hasn't changed.
Have you?
Sit down, Jim. We haven't told Gertrude our plans.
Thank you, Mother.
You sit down. I'll pour it.
Oh, no, I should be helping Ellen.
You should be sitting here talking to us. Come on.
Nan, if I recall your letter, you said no expensive gifts, only very simple ones.
What's wrong with that? We had some pretty great Christmases without much money. Hey, do you remember that year that I won those skates for getting some